In step one of our design process here, we're doing, we need to define our data sources, where we're going to get our data from, get the processing requirements, and then get the output, and also do our management and monitoring. Now, let's take a look a little bit more about how we sort of do that. We'll take a complex example. This is not part of your lab. This is the one we've been discussing. Remember, I talked a lot about that whole AdventureWorks thing, and they want the customer churn and so on. So I'm going to take all we've got here is just the three components inside an Azure Data Factory. So I've laid that across the top. Nothing special here. Also, we know we have our process, that data, the logical flow, that's here. You've already seen that, so nothing new so far. You also are not surprised by the call log files being spread all over the world and an on-premises customer table. So far, these are just the pieces. Now let's start making them work. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to load our data. Remember the ingest phase? So I need to bring in the call log files and then bring in the customer table. And I have a couple of choices to do that. One is I can use AZ copy or some command line tool or even programming to bring the data and push it in from remotely. This is normally more acceptable because if these are in fact data sources I don't control and the customer doesn't even control, they are able to say, hey, can you put the data here, and the process then pushes it through. It's less likely that you'll be allowed to install a gateway on remote systems that way. But for the customer, we certainly could do that. We could take the customer table and put it in using a pull solution in the VPN, which we'll see just in a bit. But all we're doing is just dumping these into blobs. And in fact, as part of your lab, you'll actually create that. We'll talk about your lab more in just a moment. From there, we're going to transform the data so we can analyze it. To transform it, I need to combine these log files and these customer tables into the features and labels that machine learning needs. I'll do that with a Hive query, which will create the customer call details. It will show me the customer I had, the customer I lost, and then we've determined the feature we need is to see if certain kinds of problems the customer had with our bicycles made us quit buying those bicycles. And so that's the customer call details. So when you put all that together and break it down so that machine learning can then walk across it, create a predictive model. Now I can feed the machine learning tool a new set of customers, which will give me the customers that are likely to churn because of what it's learned from my current customers. So I'll know my customers that are at risk when they get that last call that the bicycle's broken or whatever. Normally at 5 calls, people don't buy anymore. So we got to figure that out. Then finally, what we can do is take the data that Azure ML creates and put that over into a SQL database that we can then look at, or our clients can then look at, or the clients' clients can look at with Power BI. So that's an example of a very complicated one. And in fact, in your study guide for this week, you can go see this entire process, and you can see a video of how it works, and you can get the code for how it works. I wouldn't recommend you jump into that one until you're done with this course. So let's drop back and let's talk about our lab for a minute. We've got this idea that we need to analyze some web logs each month. And what we're going to do here is we're trying to find out if somebody's cheating on our gaming servers. And so we need to take our web logs and break those down into a more manageable format for the machine learning we want to do later. So we're going to transform our raw web logs using just a Hive query and store the results. Now, the dirty little secret here is for this particular lab, the file is quite small. We would not dare try and use something like Hadoop on something this small, but that's what we're going to do. And so for our simple ADF, this is our design process, and it looks something like this. We'll have the files stored out in blob storage, and you're going to do that as part of the prerequisites for the lab. And then you'll create a pipeline that has one activity, which is a Hive query, and that Hive query will create the output over on the blob storage. So we take a look at that. We're going to load those up into blob. Now, normally we would do that with a command line tool, but you are allowed to use the Azure Storage Explorer, or you can create the containers it tells you and just use the upload button in the web portal if you wish to upload the sample files that it's going to give you in your lab. And then we're going to use a Hive query, which it also gives you, but I'd like you to read it. There's kind of some interesting things in that Hive query. It's actually got some parameters in there that you can use and look, and those parameters are being passed and being set inside the activity script that you'll see that follows later. And then that will create the output files, the partitioned web logs, breaking it out into certain months and certain days. So this is where we're going. This is step one. So take a look at your lab, and again, just do the ones that it tells you to do. Don't go any further for this particular one, and then we'll come back and we'll take a look at step two.